fourth raccoon found positive with rabies in Tuscarawas County. Good morning. I'm Michelle Spring with your 9 o'clock news. A second raccoon found in Warren Township that tested positive for the rabies virus is causing concern among health officials. The Wednesday confirmation from the Ohio Department of Health brings the total number of positive cases to 4 in Tuscarawas County. The health department issued a release noting that the raccoon was collected over the weekend along Mudlick Road, Northeast. The second positive case in Warren Township was in the area of Henderson School Road. At this time, the Tuscarawas County Health Department is partnering with agencies, including the United States Department of Agriculture and Wildlife Service, to respond appropriately to the potential threat of a rabies variant new to eastern and central Ohio areas. County Environmental Health Director Caroline Tarakitis notes for pet owners to take the necessary steps to protect their animals.
To remind people to do is to have your pets vaccinated, whether you have an indoor cat or an outdoor animal. You really want to make sure that you're protecting your pets by having them vaccinated.
Questions regarding the rabies virus can be directed to the Tuscarawas County Health Department at 330-343-5555. Last year, positive raccoons were reported in the Sharonsville area, and several bats tested positive for rabies in the city of New Philadelphia. Hunters had a successful muzzleloader season in Tuscarawas County with over 400 deer harvested. Statewide, participants checked over 14,000 white-tailed deer, an increase of 914 from last year. Coshocton County had the highest number of almost 500 deer harvested over the season from January 5th through the 8th. Ohio's archery season remains open through February 3rd. January is School Board Recognition Month, and members of a local school will be honored at their Tuesday meeting. Buckeye Career Center is joining in the effort to raise awareness and understanding of the roles that Board of Education members have in school districts. Public Relations Coordinator Cheyenne Carroll says Buckeye has 11 board members to represent the multi-county districts they serve.
They're busy people. They have day jobs, and then they are also board members for their partner school districts. It's really neat because you have all of these varying opinions. You have varying people who come from different parts of Tuscarawas, Carroll, and Holmes counties.
After the school's January 25th meeting at 7 p.m., BCC board members will receive a gift crafted by the students.
This year, we gave it to our construction technology students, and I don't want to give away what their gift is this year, but it's something that is so neat, and it's very personalized, and our students were so excited to have crafted these for the school board members, and they're going to be really excited to see the photos of the members receiving these gifts.
Carroll adds that this month is an opportunity to thank all school board members for the hard work and dedication they put forth for the students and the school district they represent. In state news, Ohio Governor-elect Mike DeWine is ready to announce another round of picks for his cabinet as he prepares to take office next week. The Republican Attorney General is scheduled to be sworn in on January 14th after winning the election in November. DeWine has previously announced his picks for individuals to head the state prison system, Ohio's Taxation and Natural Resources Department, and the Ohio National Guard. DeWine's latest announcement is set for Thursday morning. In sports, the Cleveland Browns hired Freddie Kitchens on Wednesday to be the 18th head coach in team history. Kitchens served as the Browns' interim offensive coordinator for the final 8 games of the 2018 season. That work and his relationship with the development of quarterback Baker Mayfield were keys to his promotion. Interim coach and defensive coordinator Greg Williams was relieved of his duties and is no longer with the team. 11 in a row now for the Cavs as they lost again last night 140-124 in New Orleans. Anthony Davis scored 38 points for the Pelicans. Cleveland's next game is on Friday night in Houston. In college basketball, Caleb Wesson scored 18 as the number 16 Ohio State suffered their second consecutive loss. The Buckeyes fell at Rutgers last night 64-61. And on the ice, Columbus welcomes Nashville tonight. The puck drops between the Blue Jackets and Predators at 7 o'clock. Your news this morning is brought to you by Century National Bank. A look at your Z Country forecast is coming up next.
Are you thinking about buying, remodeling, or refinancing your home? Count on me, Sue Edwards, with Century National Bank. Century National bankers have earned a reputation for trustworthiness and reliability. We provide solutions that make sense for you, and we're ready to work at a pace that's comfortable for you. Talk with a lender you can count on to be reliable, caring, and committed to creating the right loan for you. Call or visit us today at Century National Bank, and let's talk loans.
A division of Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Scattered snow showers in the forecast, remaining blustery and cold with a cloudy sky, the high temperature in the mid-20s, the winds out of the northwest, 10 to 15, gusting to 25 miles per hour will make it feel like it's between 10 and 15 degrees today. Tonight, any flurries ending early, we're looking at a mostly cloudy sky and a low temperature dropping down to 19. Tomorrow, clouds will break for sun and a high of 30 degrees. Snow will return to the area Saturday afternoon. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Jeff Exline.
To stay up to date with local news, be sure to find us on Facebook, Twitter, or at our newly revamped WTUZ.com. For WTUZ News, I'm Michelle Spring.